The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, November 27, 2023. On the occasion this Monday of the 152nd anniversary of the execution of 8 medical students, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel recalled the pain of the homeland for that event. In his account on X, the president said that more than 100 years after the murder of the medical students, Cuba continues to remember them without diminishing the intensity of the suffering caused by that horrendous crime of Spanish colonialism on our island. Díaz-Canel wrote in that social network that not even a century and a half after has been able to reduce the vileness of the crime, nor reduce the pain of the homeland for the execution of 8 innocent people. He stressed that the medical students murdered by the hatred of the volunteers in 1871 will never be forgotten because Cuba lives in its history. The anniversary of the arrival of a Cuban medical brigade in Calabria, Italy, was celebrated with an act to pay tribute to the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, 7 years after his death, a spokesman said on Monday. Dr. Luis Enrique Perez, head of the medical brigade, told Prensa Latina that during the ceremony, local political and health authorities acknowledged the work done since the Cuban specialists, worthy followers of Fidel's ideas, arrived in this country on December 28, 2022. Health officials from Reggio Calabria, Polistena's mayor, members of the health committee and hospital directors of that locality, and of GIA, Tauro, Locri, and Melito Porto di Salvo, where the 51 doctors of this first group are working, attended the event held on Sunday. According to Cuban ambassador to Italy, Mirta Granda, the solidarity assistance provided by Cuban health professionals continues the contribution provided by the Henry Reef Medical Contingents Brigades in the northern cities of Crema and Turin, Italy, during the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Their cooperation is a sign of the humanist principles of the Cuban Revolution instilled by its historic leader, Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro. This recognition in Calabria, 7 years after Fidel's death on November 25, 2000, tribute to his memory. Havana's SA celebrated its 25th anniversary of the arrival in India as the only premium cigar at the top of the list of cigar lovers' taste in this country. The Vice President for Development at Havana's SA, Jose Maria Lopez, told Prensa Latina that RAS Intratect PVT Limited, or Singari, celebrated this anniversary in New Delhi. The executive explained that the event also included the presentation of the Kedoxai brand for the domestic market with an exclusive seal and the Havana's Calvary Gold Cup, the polo trophy sponsored by the Cuban Spanish company and its distributor in India annually. This tournament is one of the internationally leading polo events, with teams competing for the trophy over several days. Before the final of the tournament, an exhibition match was held this weekend between a Habanos SA team and a local one in the presence of the Cuban Diplomatic Corps, including Ambassador Alejandro Simancas and Singari's President Chetan Seth, Indian prominent figures, and Cuban cigar lovers, among other attendees from various countries. An international bazaar was inaugurated on Sunday in Havana with the representation of more than 50 nations. The Association of Spouses of Accredited Diplomats in Cuba promotes the bazaar, which opened its doors at the Linea and 18 Cultural Station with the presence of the Vice Ministers of Foreign Affairs, Josefina Vidal and Ana Yancy Rodriguez, and the First Vice Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment, Ana Teresita González. Maria Teresa Albader, president of the association, commented that the funds raised will be allocated to elderly care homes, child care homes with and without filial protection, and youth care homes in Havana. She expressed her gratitude to the Ministries of Culture and Foreign Affairs of Cuba, the Cuban Fund for Culture Assets as well, as to the participants, sponsors, other members of the organization's board of directors, and the different embassies. A mix of culture, traditions, and culinary art from various regions of the world characterizes this project. Dozens of Bolivians and Cubans residing in Santa Cruz and La Paz expressed their repudiation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States against the Caribbean island. Casa José Martí in Santa Cruz de la Sierra and in San Francisco, in the center of the capital, they also demanded the removal of Cuba's name from the list of countries sponsoring terrorism prepared arbitrarily and unilaterally by the North American government. Santa Cruz, Fakri Rodriguez, through his X account, thanked Bolivia additional support against the blockade and added that together we are more in this fight. When speaking before those present and in the presence of the official Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, Junior Bolaños, Rodriguez thanked the commitment and dedication of those who meet in this place every last Sunday of the month for an independent and prosperous Cuba. For their part, Bolivian solidarity activists and Cuban residents in La Paz reaffirmed last Sunday in Plaza San Francisco the demand for the end of Washington's economic, commercial, and financial blockade and the withdrawal of Cuba from the list of nations sponsoring terrorism. And in the international agenda, we have that the American Association of Jurists of Argentina reiterated its condemnation of the illegal economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba for more than six decades in a statement released. In a published document, the American Association of Jurists denounced that this siege is part of the North American actions to take over the island and expressed its support for the bodies that condemn it, such as the United Nations General Assembly and an international court that met recently in Brussels, Belgium. Furthermore, it criticized the intensification and extraterritoriality of this U.S. policy through the Torricelli and Helms-Burton law. Furthermore, indicated that this fence violates international laws, the Charter of the United Nations, and the Universal Declaration of Civil and Political Rights, among others. On the other hand, it supported a request for Washington to pay compensation to Cuba for the damages caused. Meanwhile, the United Nations system reported that almost one in three women in Haiti between the ages of 15 and 49, suffers physical violence and called for an end to this scourge. Regarding the international campaign of 16 days of activism against gender violence, the agencies of the World Organization and women's organizations recalled that this phenomenon not only causes unimaginable suffering and trauma to too many women and girls, but also acts as a break definitive for the sustainable development and progress of society. In Haiti, the campaign theme is prevention and education are tools in the fight against violence against women and girls, and should conclude on December 10 with the celebration of the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Ulrika Richardson, UN resident and humanitarian coordinator, lamented the pain of the victims and noted that it is necessary to act now and with determination. During the campaign days, awareness-raising activities will be carried out in camps for displaced people, universities, schools, and colleges. The initiative aims to offer an opportunity and a framework to promote women's rights in order to combat all forms of violence in the Caribbean country. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.